You are now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 11.5 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking pod gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
We've been brought together by a common destiny. One day, one from the sky, a destiny held down, generation after generation, a tale of movies and commentary. Will we come? The destiny we shall write from, vanquishing all we never have.
Marcus, why are you talking like that?
Get out of the fridge.
What? Get out of the fridge.
I was just trying something different, yeah.
Yeah, this is MovieCom, your alternative movie commentary podcast. Listen to us on the Pod Gods Network. Otherwise, they keep doing the voice.
I can't do the voice.
The voice is back.
I can't actually, I've done that. I can't think of any more.
Hey, welcome to It's Not Soccer, episode 6.
Number 6.
We're
making progress. We're making progress.
And you're in for a treat, people, because episode 6 is the beginning of a two-part special.
It is. And we've got a few people involved in this one.
Booyah!
Yeah.
We did a Google Hangout Live podcast. Yep.
Live stream.
We invited people in to say, come on, chat to us. And they did. And this episode, you're going to hear me and Billy. Say hello, Billy.
Well, what's up?
Philo 66. Yeah. We're going to chat to Dave, which is Swinney Dave.
Yeah, someone that you work with.
I work with him. Yeah. And he jumped into this, as well as BUI Podcast. Mr. Mick, man. So, this episode...
Before he went off and he ate his...
Yeah, he went to dinner.
Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's,
I love the sound of Sloppy Joe's. Over here, I make like a spaghetti bolognese and... It's sort of like minced meat, and that's how you do it. But over here,
put it in a bun, sort of Joe.
Boom.
Damn.
Jealous. But
yeah, so we had a chat. It's Not Soccer Podcast. It's a podcast where we don't really talk about sport.
Nothing at all. There was actually nothing. Oh, actually, well, we did talk about.
We referenced sport.
Yeah, the Colts and the Broncos. We sort of talked. It was probably. Right. The podcast lasted, we've had to cut it into two. It was 3 hours and 50 minutes long, and I'd say 4 minutes of that was sports.
So. 4 minutes is what you're going to hear?
Yeah, so it's not really a sports-centric, it's gibberish.
Okay, so here we go with the first part of the Mammoth Google Hangout podcast we did.
What's Mammoth? Mammoth is big. It's big, big. Fucking massive.
It was huge. Here we go. Episode 6. Enjoy. Soccer. Come on, Bill, sing a song.
Remix.
Sing it.
What song is it?
Sing it. Make me move it.
Huh?
Do it. Don't go too far. Messes up the mic. It's like 1996 buffering.
What's the story? No, it's nothing. We don't normally look this good at dancing.
You're blurry.
Motherfucker. Is that the same song? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll fix it then. Okay, switch it up. Look over there.
Look over there. How long is this fucking song on for?
Forever. Stop that shit.
Yeah, just stop. Welcome, everybody, to It's Not Soccer Podcast.
Yes, video podcast.
Do you remember what episode this is?
Five.
I want to say six.
You can say six if you want.
It could be six.
I'm not going to tell you what. If you want to say six, you can say six.
It could be five, it could be six, it could be seven. We actually have...
You might be right.
We have someone in the hangout!
Yeah, there's already someone in there! How do you do?
Hi, man.
Oh, Dave!
Hi, Adam. Who's that?
Just as we're about to start the show, we haven't actually said what's going on, then you just sort of jump in and start chatting to us.
Oh, I'll see you later.
How you doing, you alright?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too
busy?
Bad. No, not really.
No, because you're getting drunk.
I'm just trying to sort out all the... We've never done this before, so we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, me neither.
No, he hasn't done any prep or anything like that.
How does it look?
Where's our face?
You can't see our face.
Your face, so yeah, it's terrible. That's better.
Just our bellies and shit.
Is that Billy?
That's Bill, isn't it?
How'd you do? I'm Billy.
You loads.
Like, he's a fan.
He's a fan? Yeah, oh, least, nice to
meet
you.
I've never actually seen you.
Hang on, let's sort something out. What's we're fucking about here? We're just here. Let's get this.
Literally, come on. We've got beers. The beers are there. The beers are ready. We're having a drink. It's nothing else. It's all falling to pieces already.
I ain't got shit.
We've got what are you doing? Coughing on your sofa?
Yeah, playing computer games.
Okay, cool. Oh, what game you on?
I'm playing COD at the moment.
Nice. I'm shit at COD. I play that. Any sort of that and FIFA, I just stay away from.
Yeah, I can't do FIFA at all.
Oh, I tell you, I'm fucking useless. I get too frustrated. Games you're meant to enjoy them and have fun.
Yeah, that's my problem. Call of Duty. I end up screaming at him, throwing things.
Yeah, throw things at your telly, do you?
Nah, just everything else. My telly's worth too much.
Yeah, I'm the same. When Charlotte gets the amp and stuff, she goes to throw things at it, and I say, "You can throw anything at anything in the house. Yeah. You fucking touch the telly, yeah, I'm throwing it over your head."
Yeah. Is that why you're always covered in bruises?
Yeah. Hit me, not the telly. Hit me.
Save the telly.
MP. Punch me in the face. Don't touch the telly. Right, so I guess we better introduce what the fuck's going on. We have one viewer. Which I'm assuming, actually, it might not even be Dave, it might be someone else. I don't fuck it, I think it's us.
Us.
I think you have one viewer.
I'm very self-indulgent with just watching ourselves.
I am, we've got it on the telly, I'm sitting there saying it myself. I'm like, look at me Wayne Enterprise t-shirt, motherfuckers. Yeah. Is that, Dave, is that coming through backwards to you, or is it coming through?
No, north? It's coming through the right way.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, looks no, like you're advertising strongly.
Huh?
Looks like you're advertising.
I'm advertising for Batman.
Batman needs funding these days.
So we're actually on YouTube right now. Let me double check to see if that's still working. We are! But it's frozen. So if you're watching on YouTube, you're fucked. You can just see me shaking something for no reason. Mm. And then going on to YouTube. Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, well, so here we go. It's Not Soccer Podcast. Episode... Dave, do you know what episode this is?
No idea. I don't listen.
Over the week.
No? I want to say six.
Episode six.
We did one.
Go to majority.
We did the second one, which was live. We did the two and four. No, three and four was with Fury.
Yep.
Fifth one was the homeless man one.
What beers are you drinking?
San Miguel.
Oh, I thought it was those Cascadia things, then.
What's that?
Cascadia. Look What's like that? Them, but with like Peruvian shit on them.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're fucking amazing.
Yeah, okay. I'll go check them out. We've also got a Kronenbourg. Nice, yeah, and some Foster's. So we're having a cocktail of beers.
Well, we've been down the pub already, so we've already had a few beers.
Of course.
At the filming go?
Yes, dear, filming yesterday. I did some filming at High Chelmer, and I posted a picture of the girl. Did you see the girl I was filming with?
No.
Oh, she's posted
that on Twitter.
On Instagram or something. Mm-hmm. Very nice girl.
Thank you so fucking much, man.
And hopefully I'll be filming
monthly. Monthly. What, are you going to do that every month?
Yeah, it's a promotional video for the centre. That's what you want to do.
So what are they actually doing in the centre?
Right, okay, this is what I was about to do. I was told to go and film. You know when you watch these videos about what's going on in Lakeside?
Oh, what, Dal Winton. Dal Winton used to do that in Lakeside. At the bottom of the lift, he used to have some fucking shit going on down there.
All right, take Dal Winton out, put a fit Essex bird in.
Take Dal Winton out? What are me and Dal Winton doing? What's he got to pull out? I'm worried.
Take him out for a nice meal, Bill.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, and you'll be sorted. No. Just literally go around to all the shops, telling the people that are watching what's going on in the centre. Mm-hmm. And I had to film it, and I had to tell her what to do. So I was getting all my directorial sort of style on. And I was saying, do this, do that, be sexy.
She didn't. You didn't. Be sexy. I was like,
put your finger in your mouth and lick your finger.
Yeah. You think he's on the chat roulette too much?
Yeah, penis. Another penis. Another penis. No, it's really good. It was good fun. And if I do it every month, I'll get paid for it as well.
Shh.
I've gone corporate, man.
Shh.
Sold out.
He's
sold out. There you go. Look, do you see that?
Yeah, the picture.
That's her there.
Dave, mate, you're on the ball, my man.
Is it out now?
How many times have you died on Call of Duty since you've had the look
at
that?
I've turned it off, man. You don't want to sit here watching me screaming at the television.
She's a good girl. She's good fun.
Yeah.
She'd laugh. Proper Essex girl.
She's
wandering around these ways. I think South End or something.
Ah, well.
South End.
Whereabouts are you from, Dave? If you don't mind sharing that.
From Braintree.
Your Braintree, yeah, okay, cool. That's that market from Southend.
Barely.
I work with Dave.
Oh, is this someone you work with?
It's my mate Dave.
Cool.
In the podcast, like, my mate Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Dave, why have you put me in
him? I can't turn it off.
Go to screen share and unshare it.
I know. Right. I'm
we are a podcast, so we better explain what's going on. If you're listening to this right now as a podcast, you're thinking, what the fuck are they talking about? Yeah. Bill, tell them what we're doing.
We don't ever talk about anything. We just...
No, what are we doing right now?
Oh, we're looking at a black screen.
Yeah, because Dave's gone.
Yeah, Dave.
I'm still here.
Hey. Oh, there he is. He's back.
Yeah.
We are video casting, podcasting at the same time. If you listen to this on a podcast, you probably don't actually care.
Yeah.
Because you're listening to it.
Yeah, it's too late.
If you're blind and you're watching this... If you're blind and you're listening to this, you're probably thinking, yeah, it's my life.
Yeah.
It's what it's like, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're watching this live, which I don't think anyone is, because I don't know how to share it. Oh, I do know how to share it. Okay, I'll remember to edit this podcast a little bit.
Hang on about this, Dave. Apologise.
That's all right.
You work with Ad, I imagine you sort of expected this sort of... Yeah.
I'm surprised how technical he is at home.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So it's the podcast where we talk about sports, but not really.
Yeah. We did when Huey turned up because he knew about sports.
Yeah, but we don't want to bore people with stuff if we haven't got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I don't know much about sports. I know I like to play a couple.
Dave's a big sports fan.
Oh, okay.
But football.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I don't get on with anyone. I like all sports but football.
He loves a bit of a hand egg.
Hand egg. I saw that today.
Yeah.
he was saying that, hand egg. I saw that on Twitter today.
Yeah, I was chatting to Salty Language podcast.
Yeah.
And we were talking about hand egg. And I was talking about the Colts. I was talking to Mick from BUI.
Yeah, he's excited.
He was talking about Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
And hang on, what's going on here? Hang on. Way! Our names have come up.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's backwards.
Look at the production values you guys got going on.
Yeah! No, it's backwards to us, but to him, it's...
It's right, it's right.
Yeah. Okay, so... Because I bet you, I bet you he's normal to us, but the other side, I bet he's backwards to himself.
Well, so he's sitting on the ceiling.
That's not backwards, but that'd be upside down.
All right.
Backwards would be, he'd be the other side.
So you're the other side of the chair. That's confusing.
For you, maybe, yeah. But yeah, I was speaking to BUI from, I was speaking to Mick from BUI,
okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
And he's a big Indianapolis Colts fan,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a fan of the Colts.
Yep.
Simply because of Peyton Manning.
Yep.
But he's now left.
Yeah.
Where has he gone?
Broncos.
Giants. Oh, the Broncos.
Denver Broncos.
Yeah, up your ear, Dave. Yeah. You don't know shit.
So then I'm now stuck with that team.
Mm-hmm.
What, with the Broncos?
Yeah. Do you know what it's like?
Or the Colts?
Do you know what it's like? It's like if you go and support a team such as West Ham.
Right.
When they had Tevez.
Yeah.
And you're like, they're going to be amazing. And then Tevez leaves.
Let's not go over that.
You're stuck.
Right? We're reliving a shit past. We don't need to bring that up. All right? Let's move on from that.
So, like, you know, yeah. So they were like one of the best teams around.
Mm.
One of the best quarterback.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about West Ham.
No,
I'm a West Ham supporter. So, no, they're still shit.
No, they were always shit. They just had a good player for a little while.
Yeah. And now they're in that rebuilding, with air quotes, rebuilding stage.
Yeah.
And they don't know how well it's going to go. And have they lost all pre-season games?
I don't actually know. I could check, but...
Have a check. So you can be that guy. You can have a look. You can do a bit of research.
With I'm actually on the page.
But I think it all depends. Like, over like in the NBA, you'll get, like, draft picks and stuff like that. So you get, like, the first pick.
Yeah,
with like the best players that are coming out of college and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
What that's what the Colts got last year. They were the worst team last year, and they got the top pick this year. So they picked the best quarterback.
How does that? Do you know how that works? About how they get like the first pick, or is it? Just
they
like
get the first for being the most rubbish team last year.
Oh, okay. So I like that system. It works and it keeps everything in rotation.
So it pays to be shit.
It does in the long run, yeah.
Is that what you're saying? So you could go a couple of games of the season, realise you're not going to fucking benefit, mm-hmm. and think, do you know what? Let's just be shit for the rest of the season. Next year, first draft, we could get the fucking best player in the world.
Yeah, and that's what they do.
Really?
It sucks a bit, because when you see him, like, not trying in games, but if they're getting towards the end of the season, especially, and they realise it's just not going to happen, they're going to suck. They'll lose the last few games just to make sure.
It's like, well, they're like tactical geniuses, really. They're sort of like, well, we're not doing anything this year, we're not going to gain anything.
But you'd get next year. You'd get done for, like, fixing,
man.
No, it's not fixing, because they're still playing competitively, but just not putting the best people out on that.
Yeah, they're not getting paid for it like they do out in Italy, you fucking dirtbags. No, come on, look. We've got two people viewing it. There's no one from Italy going to listen to this.
If you look up, there's one viewer.
We've lost one. Yeah. He was Italian. He's gone already. Yeah.
No, we lost Dave.
Oh, Dave.
He's an autopilot. He's just guessing what we're talking about.
This is just a recording.
Yeah. He's on that scene at Last Action Hero of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He puts the little microphone next to when his wife rings.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's like a Churchill dog.
That's what he does in the movie. Go back and watch it. It's another podcast. So, yeah. Dave is a big podcast fan.
Yeah, you listen to a lot of different podcasts. What, is this before Adam, or is this saying that he's
before Adam, slightly, but I listen to most of the Pod Gods ones and about 20 different ones. I reckon I listen to 8 hours a day.
Really?
Every day. 5 days a week.
You're committed. You're committed.
40 hours of podcasts a week, I reckon.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
I go and annoy him because he works literally in a unit next door to me. I always pop in and say, have you listened to the podcast yet? Have you listened to it yet? And he's like,
I have. And I've caught up on those two you're moaning about.
Yeah, didn't like it, though. Not a fan?
No, not at all. It just drags it down.
It's not soccer podcast listener.
Because he doesn't like football.
We're trying to bring it back.
This is why we've changed the whole soccer podcast. Because
you're not watching the game then.
Doesn't like football. So he's like, right, I need to get Dave listening.
Yeah, it's all about Dave, man. It's all about Dave. What have I done? I don't know. Keep talking. Let's talk.
I'm just watching this. You're just...
What?
You're switching everything up. It's getting confusing.
I'll put it over my face.
No, put it back over the one.
There you go. I can see you now.
I can't see what stupid faces I'm putting.
Hang on, what have we done now?
You're still watching Match of the Day now.
You're watching Match of the Day.
I'm not. I'm sitting here with him doing a podcast. So what's the what are we going on about then?
No, Dave's watching Match of the Day, so we're waiting till he's finished.
I'm trying to get in the spirit of it.
Oh, yeah.
Where's your wife, Dave? She about?
She's in bed. She's working today, so she's gone to bed early.
Get her out of bed. Come and do the podcast with us.
No.
No, I don't mean that. I'm joking. You'll see him walk off and do it.
Dave, do you know what that is?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy Japanese stuff?
That is, yeah. Adam is going to snort some of that later.
Hang on.
You've
got
to do that on camera. You've got to. Billy said it now.
Yeah.
Yes. Done.
No, Bill
promised.
Bill, you bought the fucking thing.
I bought sushi. I didn't buy wasabi. I bought sushi and you... Was sushi? I bought sushi and you said, I want to snort some of that later.
No, I didn't!
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You said you were going to snort it. That's a good idea. Bill should snort it. Because everybody knows Bill...
It's a good idea.
Bill's the person who's going to snort wasabi. Who's snorted wasabi ever? Steve-O. Who
Jack
looks
off.
Like Steve-O from Jackass? Billy looks like Steve-O from Jackass.
It's a shame. Yeah.
It's better than the screen mask.
Now do that. There you go.
Yeah.
It's Steve-O, isn't it?
Has he got your name tattooed on his arm?
Yeah, and you've got the big tattoo on the back.
Yeah, that's
it. You've actually got tattoos, though. Show tattoos.
Go on.
With his little scrawny arms.
What about? Can you see it?
Not really.
No, it's still blurry.
He looks like a burnt chipstick, doesn't he?
Does that make sense?
Looks like a skull.
Yeah. Oh, I can see that. It's like a face. It's a grandma face.
It is a face.
Look at it.
Yeah, it's all blurry on there.
Grandma, why have we got the dogs running there? Can you hear the dogs in the background?
Yeah, they're getting a little bit...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you can't?
Yeah.
Okay, podcast people probably that's can. Right. This is going to be the worst podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Ever.
We haven't got any sort of anything to talk about.
We've got no structure to this,
no,
Dave.
Nothing at all.
We thought we did.
Where's the first segment?
He's not even listening. He's watching Match of the Day.
It's good.
Some guy was limping off the pitch holding his leg.
What's happening in Match of the Day? Come on, talk through it.
Liverpool Man City.
Liverpool Man City.
It's a good game.
Dave.
Good game. They just missed.
Do some commentating for us.
I'm not doing commentating. I don't know who anyone is.
Well, just make it up. Make it up. Have some fun with it. Go with it.
You know when you hear Americans talk about football?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. It's just
we'll
a bunch
do it
of guys
then.
Running around doing nothing.
So what's happening now?
Some guy's laying on the floor again? Which it was. This is the highlights and it's people laying on the floor.
They all just got their sun
learned. Part of the game was some... Oh, yeah, fell over.
Hang on, let me go and get my phone. Keep talking to him.
What do you need your phone for?
I'm going to go and speak to him properly, don't I?
Well, okay. It's just me and you, Dave. I'll probably have a little date.
Oh.
I didn't know about this. I would have worn my favourite shirt if I'd known.
Oh, no, I felt the same. Should I shave?
Yeah.
I'm back again.
Very smart. I was going to be on telly.
Adam's decided to do a podcast and now he wants to play solitaire on his phone.
I'm doing the promotional shit where you don't bother, where you just retweet to your 5 followers. Well, I've got over 900.
Listen,
thank you very much.
What?
Have you really?
I have not. I've got 907 as of today.
It ain't about how many followers you have. Do you know what I mean? Jesus had 12 and Hitler had like fucking over... He had millions. Does that make him a hero?
Don't start being smart now.
That sounds pretty good, actually. I like that.
Fucking hell.
I've got so many followers. They'll read my tweets. If you was walking down the road and you had 500 people walking behind you, I would just stop and I'll stand and I'll clap and I'll be like, well done, well done.
Well done, well done.
Well done, Ed.
Yeah, mate.
Fucking followers.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, okay, let's get some more. Like, I don't know whether people...
Well, over in America, they should be finishing work about this time.
What would the time be over in America? Come on.
It's Sunday, yeah, too.
Yeah, they're about 6 hours behind us. Are they saying like that? I'm not too sure. Well, I know it's coming after. They wouldn't have finished work. It is Sunday, yeah. Sorry, I think they just brought it up. There should be people that would like to, but I think it just says what it says about the podcast. No one wants to listen.
I don't really, I don't care, to be honest.
You don't care?
No, well, if people aren't going to watch this, I knew Dave was coming on board.
Each one's going to come around with beers.
We got beers?
We have got beers. Your one's
Dave, you coming around?
No. Not right now, at least.
Nah. But, yeah, don't beat you around the bush, just sort of like...
Right,
nah.
I just went to type a tweet, right?
Okay.
And for some reason, I turned my attention away for 2 seconds, and I must have pressed the button, and this message now says, join UA cast, is it okay now if I was born this?
You got to tweet that now.
It doesn't make any sense.
You still got to tweet it.
That's mad. Tweet that. Intrigue. People will be intrigued.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Join us now, not born this way. It's like a Lady Gaga song. It was like, come join us now. Google Plus, motherfuckers. So, yeah. I'm just sending Twitter. He's gone!
Disappeared. He's hiding on the floor.
He didn't even say goodbye.
He's like, they've looked away. He's waiting for one of us to look away, and then he could dive on the floor.
Oh, he's back again.
He's back. Okay.
Where'd you go?
Get a drink.
You missed.
Okay. What drink?
What are you drinking? Put it up high.
I drank it. It's gone.
It's not a Malibu and Diet Coke or something like that, is it?
Oh, no.
Dave's a Jack Daniels man, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah, yeah.
We was going to buy a bottle of whiskey, but the beers were cheaper, so we bought beers.
Yeah, whiskey was like $9.50 for saying shit.
Mm. Drank whiskey, Aaron, before you couldn't handle it?
Ah, on the contrary, my mate.
In fact, last time you drank it, you blacked out.
I did, on my birthday. I blacked out.
What, when you was camping?
When I was camping, up and had some whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Got absolutely smashed. Don't remember going to bed. Woke up in the tent. And I was like, where the fuck those hours go? Woke up the next day, feel like shit, started drinking again.
You sure Charlotte didn't get the ump like with a controller or something like that and then throw something at you?
What are you doing in that chair? You're making it
squeak. A squeaky chair.
It never squeaks when I sit on it.
You don't move about enough.
I can't.
No.
I can't move about in it. Right. Can you see what I'm writing, Dave?
No.
You can't see what I'm writing?
No.
Why not?
You don't want to see what he's writing.
Gone as well.
Right, can you guess? Adam has written a word, okay? It is a four-letter word. It's a bit abusive. Can you guess what he's written?
Can't.
Yay! Yeah, that's a crap hat. Well, what's going on? I've still got a weird face.
You're getting quiet as well.
I've gone quiet?
Yeah.
How quiet?
That might just be me.
Oh, hang on. Why have I still... I don't like this Google... Why have I still got this Google... Get out. Remove all... Oh, yeah, remove all the effects. There we go.
That's starting to get into the thing.
I don't want a fucking cat face.
Well, you could have random.
I want to be Halle Berry from Catwoman. Fucking hell.
Right, let's get... Favourite character?
I fucking hate Halle Berry. What's your worst film, Dave?
Yeah, I don't know. I usually have a really good answer to that, but... Mike Myers one. Love Guru.
The Mike Myers one?
Yeah, is it Love Guru?
Yeah, Mike Myers.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Is that good?
Oh, it's the best.
it's his worst film. Oh, my worst film to Love Guru. Is it any good? Yeah, it's fucking brilliant, Bill, you dick.
Toss up between that and Sex and the City 2.
You're taking the piss.
Yeah, but do you know what you're going into with Sex and the City 2, don't you?
Oh, no, it's so much worse than the first one. I could watch the first one, but I could not watch that second one. It's fucking horrific.
I've never seen either of them. And I haven't seen The Love Guru yet, hence why I asked if it's any good.
I wouldn't recommend any of those films, but...
Ah, well, there you go. That's why I've seen a couple of adverts. People say it's shit.
The Love Guru, what makes me laugh, right? I watched Mike Myers in Austin Powers about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Funny film.
Yeah.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Well written.
What, the first one?
Yeah, first one.
Yeah.
Like, really funny. It's kind of like fresh funny. Mm-hmm. Takes a piss out of the 60s sort of genre of that sort of type. Creative.
Yeah.
He makes that. He makes Austin Powers 2, which is just as funny. Mm-hmm. He made Wayne's World 1 and 2, mm-hmm. which was fucking hilarious, mm-hmm. in the early 90s. Keeps up to scratch.
Shrek, he was quite good.
Goes and makes a Shrek film. They're pretty funny, obviously, with his help.
Then he makes... like fat bastard.
Yeah, then he makes, was it, Austin Powers Gold Member. A little bit tired. Yeah. Not as funny as the previous ones. And then he goes off and makes Love Guru, which is pathetic. It's not even funny at all. No. It's like he's trying to... I can't see how he's gone from Wayne's World,
yeah.
had a massive break, Austin Powers, and then gone on to make shit.
Yeah. Instead of getting better and better and better.
He's obviously funny, mm-hmm. but he's misstepping, which is what I find in what he's doing.
Even in Inglourious Basterds, he was probably the worst thing in the film.
Yeah, but that in Inglourious Basterds, that was actually Simon Pegg originally for that role, but he had to drop out.
Who does Mark play in Inglourious Basterds?
He's got that one scene, and you know Michael Fassbender?
There's like a million Brits they could have picked, but they picked an American or Canadian to do that role.
It was last minute, though. That's what they said. Because Simon Pegg was ready to do it, and they had to literally grab him. And
picked up the phone.
Yeah, it was like, oh, who should we get? At all. Get the guy from Shrek. But no, Mike Myers plays the British colonel who tells Michael Fassbender where to go, yeah. and then Michael Fassbender goes into the underground.
Yep.
And then he does the really long scene. It's like fucking really long yeah. scene where he's talking like German, and he gets shot. And
yep.
So it's a really good. I love Inglourious Basterds. That's a good
yeah.
film.
Yeah. My dad didn't like it. I lent it to him and he was
like, that never happened.
Yeah, well, I said, what did you think about it? He's like, nah, it's a load of shit. I thought it was fucking brilliant.
That is not how Hitler died.
I love it when they shoot Hitler that many times. It's amazing. they overkill Hitler.
Yeah.
Which I think is fucking brilliant. Which
you would if you had the chance, wouldn't they?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what the film is all about, I think, is this is how, you know, it would have been done.
Yeah.
Had the opportunity been there. So it went a little bit crazy, but fucking hell. I think everyone would sort of, if they were to make a film about it, that's how they would finish it off.
You would, yeah, if you had the chance to shoot Hitler, you wouldn't be like, I'd shoot him once. It'd be like, double tap,
yeah.
double tap,
kicking the head while I reload.
I'd chop his fucking head off, I'd hang it up, I'd get my picture taken, that'd be my Facebook profile for fucking months and years. I'd Instagram that motherfucker, Pinterest it, I'd put it on every single, Flickr it, yeah. Tumblr it, Foursquare it, I am here, where? Hitler's head. I would put that fucker everywhere. And they'd be like, yeah, you're just promoting violence. I'd probably get told off.
I'm like, probably getting told off.
I get banned from fucking Twitter.
Go to your bedroom until you realise what you've done.
Get put in Twitter jail. You ever heard of Twitter jail, Dave?
No.
Apparently people get put in Twitter jail if they tweet too much.
You shouldn't.
We haven't been there yet.
God, like, you should be given like a life sentence.
I'm giving people like backhanders. I'm giving the Twitter wardens backhanders. Like, hey, leave me alone, man. I'm just trying to make a living. How many bars of soap? How many chocolate milks?
I'm going to be the Twitter snitch.
I would be. I'd be like in that film Life, where they got the warden walking up and down, and you got to go, get out, boss! That's
exactly what I say. Where was I at? You were talking about the fence line, boss.
Yeah. That'd be me. I don't give a shit.
If it makes my life, man. That's one of my true guilty pleasure films, that. I watch it every time. Yeah.
I don't think it's a guilty pleasure.
You don't?
If you fall asleep, I piss on the bed. If you piss on the bed, you know what I'll do? I'll put the sheets on you.
I don't think it's actually a guilty pleasure. I think it's one of the films that's actually just underrated.
Yeah, if anything.
Yeah. I think because of the people in it, everyone looks at it and goes, oh, it's really going to be shit.
Yeah. Jingling.
Bernie Mac and that's great. Martin Lawrence, I think, is fucking brilliant.
Really good, yeah. He's usually.
Yeah, he actually plays the straight guy, doesn't he, to Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy goes a bit crazy in that film.
Well, because that's how he got into prison, wasn't he? Lawrence was a straight guy. He's got to go and be a bank teller.
Yeah,
I'll be a bank teller. I'll get my money. I'll give you that money on Monday.
I'm going to take my girl out for a nice meal.
Yeah.
To the same fucking bar every night. A bit like Shaun of the Dead. Going to go to the Winchester. They do. They do sarnies in the back. They do a toasty. They got a Breville maker in the back. It's good. But no. But yeah, the only thing that does annoy me with life is that because I get so invested with the film, I do get a little bit annoyed. I'm like, just don't talk to Eddie Murphy. He's a cunt.
Yeah.
Just leave him alone, and you would not be stuck. And you know what I mean, I'd be a bit like Martin Lawrence. I'd be like, I'm not going to fucking hang around with you.
Yeah.
Because you fucking ruined my life.
Then people come and talk to you in town and they're all smashed out their head or whatever. Someone like that come up to you. Like, nah, you're right, mate.
Yeah, but you cut the conversation. If it's cut to us, we'd be known as racist.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. My beer's gone everywhere.
Racist beer waster. Doesn't get in
there. Right, let me go and get
went everywhere.
Bill, ask him a question.
Ask you a question. What other sports do you watch? So you obviously watch, that's American football with,
with boxing. Madden.
Boxing as well, yeah? Yeah, okay. And what do you think about Ricky Hatton coming back?
That's fucking crazy shit, man. That's a pure money move. He's not in there to be a boxer.
Yeah.
He'll go out, do 5 exhibition fights, earn millions for it, do really well. That'd be it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he'll fight anyone?
He can't go in the ring with anyone decent, man. They'll smash him.
No. Not Manny Pacquiao or Mayweather.
Man. He couldn't do it in his prime, let alone 5 years later when he sat around eating pies.
He's fat now, isn't he, Pat?
Well, and I tell you, he's always done it for his whole career. Between fights.
He
has a relaxing period and he goes and enjoys himself and he'll have a few drinks.
But they're in shape the whole time, getting better, and he's...
Yes.
And they're getting fat.
He's just indulging in the finer things. We've got someone else! Hey! Can you see him as well, Dave?
Yeah.
Of course he can. Just hang out, man.
Nice. Come hang out.
Hello.
How you doing, Mick? BUI muted Dave Sweeten. What's happened?
Good, quiet. Dave,
we can't hear anyone.
Can we hear Dave? Can Dave speak for us?
Yeah.
Dave, say something.
Yeah, we're still great, Dave. Nice. BUI.
What's up?
Hey!
What's up? How's it going?
Not bad. It's got back in town. Saw you were hanging out. Wanted to find out what the hell that was about.
I know, it sounds dirty, doesn't it?
It does. Put your pants back on, for Christ's sake.
Hey, that's why we've got it leveled off, so you can't see us with our penises there. It's not chat roulette, man.
That's why our arms are down.
You recording this?
Yeah.
This is live. Oh, streaming
holy
live.
Holy shit, I thought we were just, like, hanging out. Okay.
Right. No, it's live, but as a podcast.
Put on me football hat.
Well, that British accent. This is a gentleman that done the TOWIE advert.
Yes.
I was talking in the pub about that the other day, actually. Told a few pals about how BY done the TOWIE advert. Talking about the jazzle.
Hilarious. And the jazzle.
For Jazzly.
And for Jazzly as well. Yeah, so as a podcast, obviously, it's going to take a lot of editing and fucking about to get this out there as a cool podcast. I don't know. But as a video podcast, it's all together.
Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a shit? It might just be 10 minutes long without just going, soccer, football, hand egg.
Oh, yeah, actually, Dave, I'd like to know more about hand egg.
Hey, talk to Mick. Mick's a Colts fan like me.
Yeah, nothing to do with me, man.
Yeah, I'm a Colts fan. They're in a professional handball league. Or egg ball.
Egg ball, hand egg.
What did you say you're a fan of, David?
Dolphins.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We just traded you one of our backs, didn't we?
Cornerback, yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I wasn't too excited about that. Jim Irsay has been tweeting about it for 3 fucking days.
Is that the guy? Is that who he's been talking about?
I hope not.
No, I hope not.
I hope there's something better in the horizon than that, but...
Because he's been talking that up, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Some massive trade coming.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Wow.
Sorry.
What's going on in the world of football that you're podcasting about?
I'd say on a different note, Mr. Mick, I've got to say you're making us feel like amateurs. You've got a big microphone there. Like, look, this is how you podcast. You can't see it.
Don't be fooled by the size of my microphone. We have the worst audio quality on the network.
No.
I think that's true.
You've got them better. Dave, did you say that's true?
No, I said that's not true anymore.
No. Yeah, I thought he agreed, and I was like,
no.
I was kidding.
I'll tell you what, right, guys. I did a podcast this morning called Panic Stations, which is only like a local 30-minute podcast. I took it around the guy's house, my laptop, all the equipment. He was trying to get music to be played in as we talk, so we could easily just level it off, done, dusted.
Right.
And he was playing it through. In his ear, he was like, oh, it sounds a bit like you're in a tunnel. I was like, yeah, it sounds like that. I don't know, I can't do nothing about it. He pressed one button, made it clear as fuck.
Really? It was Control, Alt, and Delete.
It was turn the fucking thing off. It was like, stop trying to be a dick. So now hopefully my podcast should sound all right, but I've already recorded 3 podcasts, which are going to go out with, I don't want to say dodgy sound, but I'm going to say sound I'm not 100% happy with.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
I know all about that.
Yeah, I know you do. You had some fucking shit about it. You did.
You just can't. You can't help people from
trying to talk like this.
Yeah.
And moving around. You know, it's not going to sound the greatest, and I ain't going through every fucking wave and enlarging it just to appease one or two people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, I cares, man.
What beer have you got going on there, Mister Mick?
Let me guess. Is it Yingling?
Yingling.
No, Yingling. I did have a Yingling earlier today, though, at my dad's house.
Oh, okay.
You can't buy Yingling lager in Indiana.
Oh, right. You have to get it from special places?
Well, you have to go to Ohio or Michigan to buy it.
Oh, okay.
It's, I don't know. They don't distribute here for some reason, so. Kind of the same reason we actually don't get the real beers you guys drink over here. Instead, we get other stuff that's quote-unquote imported from England that you guys have never even fucking heard of.
You got this, Cronenberg?
No. Not that I know of, I mean.
San Miguel? Look at the size of this bottle, though. The size of my head, look.
Look at that. how many
ounces is it, or milliliters, or whatever fucked up way you guys measure stuff?
We do milliliters. This is 660.
Wow, that is a big bottle. This is 473 in this can here.
Oh.
But this cost me less than a dollar.
This costs the same bit. This was only 150, so
that's same.
Consider it down to
dollar to a pound?
Yankee dollar.
$150 to a pound?
£1.50 is probably about a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably
$1.50 is about a pound. You get more dollars to the pound.
Oh, you do, don't we?
Yeah.
You're right, Bill. Why are you so clever tonight?
It's to Cronenberg.
What's happened?
Yeah.
Usually you're thick as fuck.
Yeah. It's my best mate, Ed. So he speaks so highly of
you. Usually I'm here saying, talk about Bill. You're like, well, actually, the square root of 35 is actually 125.
No,
where'd Dave go?
What's that?
Dave's not here, man. Where's Dave?
He's fucked off. I think he's scared him off, Mick.
He likes playing hide and seek.
There he is. He didn't think we'd notice. He went and had a strangle.
He comes back. Yeah. He lies on the floor until we all say, where's he gone? Then he's like, hey, up here.
Dave the ninja.
No,
so, Mick and Dave, where you been?
Having a cigarette.
That was quick.
Yeah, just a couple of puffs. It's horrible sitting watching you guys smoke and drink, and I'm sitting
there. I've just had a cigarette, and I've seen a Mick smoking as well.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Got a baby in the house.
Oh, okay, that's good reasoning. Okay.
Okay, fair dues. Well,
I thought maybe against the law over there or something.
Not yet.
Yeah, oh, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Do you have smoking laws over there, Mick? Were you not allowed to smoke in public places, like in bars and stuff?
Yeah, Indiana just passed a law July 1st. You can't smoke in a public place.
Yeah, what's your bars?
Like in a building, in a public place. Yeah. You have to be 8 feet away from a door or however many meters that is.
Same over here. I've adjusted to it. It's been a few years now, but when it first came out, it was fucking irritating.
It's still nanny state fucking government control that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
If a private business wants to say, hey, you can't smoke in here, I'm cool with that. But we don't need the government pointing their fucking finger at us saying, you can't do this. There's enough of that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I still forget when I'm drunk. I had a cigarette up the other day, man.
Dave, you and your girlfriend got kicked, your wife, you got kicked out of a
party. That was like a month after it was brought in. We were drinking at home, smoking and drinking all night. Then we were like, fuck it, let's go to the pub. Got to the pub, sat there, carried on smoking and drinking, and they kicked us out so fast, man. They were so angry. Jesus.
And it was a simple mistake, though. You weren't being cocky.
Like, sorry, like, put hands up, you know, like, we'll put them out. Like, didn't mean to. No, kicked out.
Yeah, maybe you do that. That's what I mean, I'm not a smoker, so, but then again, I'm the people they're trying to tell, like, you don't want him smoking, you don't want to die from secondhand smoke. I'm like, I don't actually care.
You're the people they're babysitting.
I couldn't give a fuck. If you want to smoke in a pub, I choose to walk into that pub.
Yeah.
It's my decision to walk into a smoky bar.
Yeah.
If you want to fucking smoke in a bar, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Well, the issue is the government, no matter what government you're talking about, they're constantly looking for ways to make money.
Yeah.
And this is another avenue that they can make money, because if somebody's smoking in a public place, they can be fined. And that business can be fined, so that generates revenue.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. They're not trying to protect people. I don't buy that bullshit. They're just trying to make money.
The problem is, though, with pubs and that, they don't like the fact you can't smoke in their establishments, because they are losing custom.
Yeah.
Because people don't bother going, especially in the winter times, they think, I'm not going to the pub to go and have a fag outside in the cold. So they try and bring in what? The heaters?
Yeah,
and
the heaters outside.
They're spending more money just to make sure people come back.
Mm-hmm.
But people who smoke, they're very kind of like, oh, I don't really want to go. I can't go. Oh, fuck it. Let's go and buy some beers and sit at home.
But they still sell a packet of cigarettes in a bar for £9, which over in America would be about $15, something like that.
You're fucking working that. It's just random. Yeah, no, it's a bad $20.
It's a random stab in the dark.
Yeah.
Like $15.
I'll pay 20p. It's a bad fiver.
It's a bad fiver.
I'm going to feel pissed. Keep talking.
Cigarettes are pretty cheap over here. They're fags, as you called them. You confused the fuck out of my wife when you said that, Adam. She said, what did he say?
No fags in the pubs.
I just smoked the fag. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from there.
No but, fags in our pubs.
In the larger markets, you are paying $10, $11 a pack, like New York City or Los Angeles, something like that.
That's
around here, there's... Around here, Marlboros or Camels are $6 a pack, which is still fucking crazy, because 10 years ago they were $2 a pack.
Yep. It's jumped up.
Yeah.
Jumped up, Jason.
More money. More money for the government.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wonder why so many people over here, because we've got, you could get a ferry from England to Belgium to France or Holland, and you get cheap tobacco over there, but now they know that so many people are doing that, so they put a lock on how many you can... Yeah, look, Dave's got the amber leaf. Nice. Yeah, Dave, look.
Is that contraband?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go, Dave. Look, I've got my gold from Virginia.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got him. Send the boys in.
Yeah. So everyone smokes tobacco these days. It's ridiculous.
So,
oh, that's bad.
You buy loose leaf tobacco and roll your own cigarettes? Is that what you do?
Yes, so much cheaper.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that here, but I'm not one of them. I don't have the time, I guess. I don't know. I just buy the
real tobacco, Mick.
No, I don't chew tobacco.
Do you know anyone that does? Because I swear, I associate Americans with tobacco and licorice, is one of them weird sort
that's baseball, isn't it?
Stereotype things. Yeah.
That's baseball.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. It's popular. I mean, I work, you know, especially now that you can't smoke where I work, a lot more people are chewing. I mean,
Just chew tobacco. Come on.
Yeah, like Skoll or Copenhagen or whatever the fuck they chew. I don't know. I got sick off that shit when I was in eighth grade, and I never went back.
You know, that's gotta taste that shit. Should we see if Adam wants to chew some tobacco? Do we? Come on.
What the fuck is happening here?
Go on, Ed. You want to go ahead.
I'll try a bit.
Not doing the wasabi, do that.
Right, we get... Yeah.
What? No, if I chew tobacco, you're snorting wasabi.
We both agreed to snort wasabi.
Hang on, no, don't change your rules halfway through.
You said it's not how it works.
All right. You snort that, motherfucker. I'll chew a bit of tobacco.
I'll snort that later.
What are you going to give him? Cigarette tobacco to chew on?
Don't tell him.
Dave. Hang on. Dave, what's happening here?
Dave, I like you. Mick, you keep it quiet, mate. Just try a little bit. Not too much. I'm running out. I'm running out. No, a bit more than that, though. That's fucking enough.
You got a little wad. No.
Honestly,
that's more than enough, surely. That's
Dave,
oh, it's on my fucking keyboard.
That's a ridiculous... Oh, it's on your keyboard. You're going to better put it in your mouth. Who gives a fuck if it's on your keyboard? Now, tell me. Keep chewing.
He's chewing it like bubble gum.
What am I supposed to do with it?
Eat it. Yeah.
You want me to swallow this?
No, you keep chewing it and then swallow it. Now, does that give you a good team fix?
No, it tastes like shit.
Right, so now... Going back to Mick, there's smoking tobacco and then there's chewing tobacco.
I feel like I'm fucking chewing on cotton. Why is it burning my mouth? Why is it burning?
Well, you can take a lot of this conversation out of context.
I just wanted some. Am I addicted now?
You're addicted.
Why did you put it in my mouth? I just swallowed some. That needs to be a soundbite.
What do I do with it?
That always sound like.
What do I do with it?
Just keep eating it.
Keep eating it. Not chewing gum, you cunt. What do I do? Give me that fucking empty bottle.
No, you just got to spit, not the backy.
Yeah, you got to spit it out.
Hang on. Ding. Oh, that's fucking rank.
Yeah, Adam, nobody fucking does that.
Yeah, and don't taste.
What you did, nobody does that. If you don't chew cigarette tobacco. Oh. They make specially cut tobacco to chew, and you don't fucking chew on it like bubble gum. You stick it in your lip, and you just kind of suck on
just
it.
Thanks for telling me now.
I'm glad.
Well done.
I'm sorry for being rude with me and cut you off, but I really wanted to eat some.
I almost wanted some. I think I did a little bit.
Yeah. What did you do with it?
You seen that fucking...
Did you actually spit it?
Of course I fucking did. I'm not going to swallow it, you dickhead, am I?
What bottle?
That one, the empty one. Okay. I should have done that one.
Ah.
Fucking drunk it. I bet that was nice. Because I was saying, yeah, Dave's probably... is a long-time listener of the Pod Gods and that, because I work with him.
Yeah, I just asked him who he was. Yeah, I didn't know if he did a podcast or anything. I knew he followed and listened and things like that, but I didn't, you know, I never really talked to him before.
No, I think it's pretty cool that we all kind of get in contact with each other and that and keep going. I mean, like, Mick, yesterday I was doing that filming yesterday, right, you know?
Yeah.
And I was talking to a couple of radio people from, like, local radio stations, and I was telling them about podcasting, and they were kind of going, like, podcasting is killing radio, but in a sense, it's killing it for the better. It's making it more interactive. But they don't understand why a lot of radio stations are not getting more involved in podcasting, because if they got more involved, they could generate more kind of revenue.
In the States, a lot of the talk radio guys are putting their shows up as a podcast as well.
Yeah, I think over here it's not catching on as well, to be fair. So, hang on, I'll get another
radio
question.
Radio is such a big thing. There are no good talk radio.
Yeah, they still get 25... I saw a thing today on TV that said between Rush Limbaugh and who's that one fucker? Howard Stern. They get 25 million listeners a week.
That's really? Jeez. Is that purely on radio?
That's purely on radio. Well, I mean, Howard Stern's on XM now, but Rush Limbaugh is still pretty much predominantly on AM.
It's quite a rogue radio station. It's quite explicit, is that right?
Pardon me?
Like Howard Stern, it's quite an explicit radio station.
Yeah, he's on a Sirius satellite radio. I don't know what channel he's on or anything, but yeah, he's pretty wild. He got in trouble a lot when he was on terrestrial radio for doing things he shouldn't
do. The only thing we know of Howard Stern is the movie, Private Parts. The bird sits on astride a massive speaker and he vibrates, tells it to put trouble down the bass up.
Yeah.
He vibrates and gives an orgasm.
Yeah.
That's like a story of his life, kind of with him in it, and it's a bit of like taking things out. It's a good film, but that's pretty much how we know him in this country.
Do the same thing.
What, for a podcast?
No, just to get a girl round and say, look, sit on that speaker.
No, if you get a girl round, say, sit on my penis.
Oh, okay, is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mess around, you got to pay by the hour.
I thought I said girls.
You're fucking wasting time on the speaker.
You're telling everyone about my profession.
Bring a hook around and be like, sit on this speaker, love. Go on, sit on this speaker. Then I'll fuck you. She'll be like, that's 2 hours. I'm not that kind of girl. Right.
Well, now he has Sibian machines and shit. Like, he brings in porn stars and have them, like, sit on Sibian machines.
Yes. But the thing is, like, you can get away with that on radio, because if you bring them in on radio, they're not naked. They can be as naked as they want. No one will see it.
You know what? I think I've seen that, right, where he gets a girl, a porn star, to do something because she has an orgasm live on the radio. Right. Now, I've seen American porn videos. The girls scream like mad over there. I'll be honest. Fucking mental. It's like they're possessed.
The way you said, I've seen American porn videos. As if, like, you know, I've seen them all. And American porn videos are the ones I've seen.
I'm appalled.
All right. But who wants to see Billy snort some wasabi?
What I started to ask you is, what kind of wasabi is? Is it powdered? Is it?
No, it's not. It's horseradish. So it's a paste.
It's a paste. Okay.
It's a paste. Are you ready, Bill?
No.
You knew you were going to be ready.
You shouldn't be ready. That's fucking stupid.
How about if I also choose some tobacco, then Adam snorts that as well?
No.
That's fair.
No. No.
That's fair.
No. You can't do that. No. It doesn't work that way, Bill. You can't then tell someone to do something, and I'll do this. And then say, well, how about we both do it? It doesn't work that way.
You try to get out of it.
No.
You're a pussy.
No. You put that in front of me. You dare me to do it. I'm daring you to do this. Don't be a bitch.
All right.
I'll do it. You got the tiniest nose in the world as well.
Yeah.
You would be the worst cocaine addict.
I'd be the most generous cocaine addict. People like, invite Imran to do some coke.
You would be the cheapest cocaine addict.
It's like cocaine, 3 years.
Cocaine dealers would be like, I'm not giving you anything because you've got the tiny nostrils. Yeah. He wouldn't even be worth it.
He never comes round here and buys coke. He's not a regular.
He'd be like, oh, it's like £5, convert that into dollars. I don't know, about that 90 cents. Free. Well, okay. All right, put it closer.
I don't do cocaine.
Never.
Right, here we go. It's again. Oh, fuck off!
Hang on.
Look, give up. I'm not doing that amount.
Hurry up a bit.
Look.
Right. Yeah, come on. The rest of it.
Get closer.
Get the rest of it. Who's your mate, Dave? Who's your mate? Come round there, Dave.
Phil, get ready to drink because you're going to be sick after this.
Don't touch it.
I can't put all of that up there. That'll block my fucking nasal passage. It's the side of a tiny bogey. It's fine. I've seen you pull more of that out of your nose ever. Come on. Up your fucking nose. Come on. Billy. Billy.
I can't even aim it.
Do it. Oh, this is sick. He's doing it.
It's sick. You
come on, do it.
It smells nice, I've got to say.
It doesn't smell nice at all. It smells like shit.
I love horseradish.
Fucking. Come on. It's just horseradish. Smell it. Oh, you
This lady's having a fit.
I think that's called a seizure.
Get off.
He's freaking out.
When I put a tissue. Oh, we've killed him. Oh, yeah, snort it out. This thing.
Oh, fucking hurt.
Oh, fucking fair play. It's in your beard as well.
It's in my, I ain't got a beard. I don't even have a beard.
It's in your beard.
I have whiskers. It's in my whiskers.
He's crying. He's fucking crying. He's crying.
I think for the finale, Adam should do like a ghost chili enema.
Nice.
Fuck off. I know what that is.
What is that?
I'm not sticking anything in my fucking ass. You what, Bill?
No.
You're going to
That's going to burn for a while, dude.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I was quite lucky because Adam put so much on my finger. If I'd done a little bit, it would have gone a lot further. They just clogged the passage.
See, I look after you.
I got way quite light there.
I look after you. See, Bill, you could have said no. Didn't have to do this. You just have to do it.
No. You just fucking call me a pussy.
Who cares? What are you, like fucking Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future?
Yeah, nobody calls me chicken.
Fuck off. It's like, I don't give a fuck you call me chicken. I'm walking out of it. It's 1955. I don't give a shit.
Hey, it's all for the our two pals we got here.
If there was no one there, you still would have done it.
Probably.
You're like the trams that live down the street. Oh, Sparkles over here.
Sparkles.
Oh, we've run out of things to say. Right, what else should we talk about, guys?
Oh, I don't know. I just popped in for a minute. I'm in the middle of making dinner, so.
Oh!
I didn't know you were actually recording. I thought you were just fucking off, I guess. But this is pretty cool, man. Can you have as many people on here as you want? Is that?
Yeah, I think the most.
Well, to be honest, we can have as many people as we want, but we only wanted two, so we've blocked everyone else. Honestly, there's been thousands and thousands of people.
Oh, yeah, I see that on the side. Yeah, there's 1,100 people waiting.
Yeah, and we're like, you ain't coming in. You ain't on the list. You ain't coming in.
Yeah, that's no trainers.
No, that's no train.
Yeah,
I think you can get about 9 people on a hangout.
That's pretty cool though, man. That's better than Skype because we can do more than, you know, we can get 3 or 4 shows together that way. That'd be pretty cool.
Do you want to know who told me about this?
Sure.
Dave.
Not really.
Dave, you're a master man.
He was.
Good job, Dave.
It seems to work a bit easier than Skype, doesn't it?
Hmm.
It does, yeah. I did the DNC or Dixon Cider show this morning with them guys.
What was that like? Was that good?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time.
I was going to watch it live, but then they didn't bother doing it live.
Yeah, I tried that, yeah.
They didn't do it live because I was on there.
Ah.
And I guess they're not equipped to do the Ustream and the Skype thing at the same time, so.
It's because I don't trust you.
Yeah. They didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, how are they going to do, if they do it live, how are they going to do live and with Steph?
They don't.
Oh.
That last week when they recorded with Steph, they did what they did today. They just did Skype and that was it.
So they probably won't even do live then, will they? Because Steph's going to be every other week.
Right. So 2 weeks from now, they'll probably come back live, I would guess.
Okay.
Unless they have somebody else Skype in. So.
Okay. It's a shame, really, because if you have like a setup and then you have to stop it because of Skype, I'm sure they can work around it.
I don't know if they've attempted it, but I'm pretty sure you could do both at the same time.
Yeah.
So you just probably wouldn't be able to see the person that's on Skype through the Ustream.
Yeah.
There may be a workaround for that, too. I don't know. But.
And that's on the PodGods network.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, we should definitely do a massive hangout with a load of PodGods. That'd be fucking awesome. We can sort of hang out. Even if I don't host it, someone else hosts it. It's easy to do. easy to set up.
Yeah. I haven't, be honest, man, I set up my Google Plus account kind of when they first started letting people in or whatever, when you had to be invited.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I fucked with it for a couple of days, and I haven't been even going back to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, to be fair, I drifted in and out of it. I didn't do nothing with it, and then I literally went back when I got my Android phone, because my Android phone is Google, and it kind of pushed me back into it. So then I kind of went back onto it.
You had an iPhone and you bought an Android?
I have. Yeah. No, hang on.
Don't go there.
I have both. I use my iPhone as an iPod, and it's now my Stitcher phone, I call it. Because that's what I listen to all my podcasts on.
Because he doesn't want to be shamed as knowing that being a person has got an Android phone.
That's whereas the other phone is just to call people. Because you can't call from a fucking iPhone in my country.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fuck off, Bill. I tried ringing you earlier, and I couldn't hear you.
That was off an Android phone.
No, that's off your fucking phone.
You rang me from what?
I rang you from my phone, couldn't hear you, and I said, I can't hear you, Bill, and you went, hang on.
Because of your battery.
It was off Charlotte's phone, and then you went, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I went, I can hear you now. Because your phone's a fucking pile of shit.
Right, we had a conversation, and Adam said, I did try to ring you, but I couldn't get signal because my battery...
No, I didn't.
That's why you couldn't get signal.
Why are you fucking nuts? You're all showing off in front of your mates. Right, Bill? What's going on? You're fucking, I'm going to fucking show off. I'm new mates with Mick now. Me, I'm going to fucking tweet him all the time now. Like, fuck your tweet. You don't know how to fucking tweet.
I know. I retweet.
You retweet. That's all you fucking do.
Don't you judge me.
Fucking Dave tweets more than you. And he aren't
Oh, is this a tweet war, is it?
Tweet war, motherfucker!
I've spoken about Jesus and Hitler already, okay?
You did. That was a good... Did you explain that to me, the Jesus and Hitler concept?
Adam was bragging about how many followers he had.
He's got... No, Mick's got more followers than me, though.
Well, so that would make him Hitler. Know that the top
if he's Hitler, who am I, Stalin? Explain it to him, he doesn't know what we're talking about. He thinks you're just calling him Hitler. Well,
Adam was bragging about how many followers he's had, so I said, well, Jesus only had 12 and Hitler had millions. So.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
So you didn't think I'm the spot?
Yeah. You know what the kicker on that is, though? Hitler was real.
Nice.
It's a virtual high five there for you, Mick.
Virtual high five. It's a hangout high five.
That is,
yeah. I like that. That's like hanging out with Hangout Your Mother with Barney.
Yeah.
Dave and I know about that.
All right, fuckers. I need to get back to cooking supper.
Well, hang on. What have you got for dinner today?
I'm making Sloppy Joe's.
Oh!
Put on the cob.
That's true, man.
Yes.
FedEx that shit.
Okay.
Some of that.
Be there Thursday morning.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you're thinking. Be there in 3 months' time.
Damn.
I always wanted green Sloppy Joes.
One last thing before I go. You guys should probably talk about soccer at some point.
It's not soccer, man.
It's not soccer.
All right, talk about your football.
Football.
We actually worked out the basis that this podcast is a sports-centric podcast where we don't actually talk about sports.
Yeah.
But we do have the biggest football fan here, Mr. Dave. He's a massive fan of football.
No, he's a massive fan of hand egg.
Hand egg.
Okay. Oh, he's got an Indiana t-shirt. I just noticed that. Mick's got an Indiana t-shirt on.
Yeah, look, representing.
Represent?
Yes. Nice.
Yes, sir. All right, I'm taking off. Have fun, guys. I'll. When are you putting this up?
Friday.
Cool. Delivery touches me.
Nice. All right, later, guys.
Later.
Bye.
So it's just the three of us.
Just the three stooges.
And do you know what, Dave?
Yep.
I have absolutely no idea what we've talked about.
Nah.
In this last hour and 20 minutes or so, we've been on it.
Well, when you first started doing it, it said like 30 minutes.
Hour and 20 minutes?
Yeah, I know. No. Yeah. When we first started doing it, it said about 30 minutes. It had been playing for 30 minutes, so I don't see...
Keep going with segments, keep talking about shit.
What segments have you got?
We ain't got any segments.
This show doesn't have a segment.
It doesn't. I mean, if you'd listened to the last episode, which I don't think you did, which was the Olympic... did the Olympic episode.
Yeah.
Where we had DC versus Marvel, remember that?
Well, hang on, we had an Olympic episode where we didn't actually talk about the Olympics.
No, because we were watching beach volleyball.
Yeah, we didn't.
We were watching the beach volleyball and it was blokes and we were like, okay, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, it could have been something else on telly. It had to be men's beach volleyball.
Yeah, and it was like the ugly, and it was the ugly men as well with really baggy trousers. And then by the time
disappointed,
so would it have been better if it was a good looking man?
Yeah. No. Oh, he's got a fucking horrible bum.
No, because what you do then, if you just squint your eyes a bit, it looks like a girl's ass. but then when the girls come on, they had long leggings on and fucking like a burqa or something.
They were covered over. Yeah, wearing too many clothes for beach volleyball.
We watched Saudi Arabia versus Israel. It was the worst beach volleyball game ever. No one cares. Play it in the dark with an luminous ball. People will be more excited. Who cares?
Who hit it? I don't know.
I don't give a shit. I'm just watching the ball. Who's playing? I don't care. Watch the ball. Saudi Arabia versus Israel. They're all covered up. It's all done at night. In the dark.
That could be a sport. It'd be rubbish sport. But they should try it for the Olympics.
You bought more beers in.
I did, yeah. Of course I bought more beers in. Fucking going out for a piss.
Have you started on them?
No.
Good man. Right, Dave.
Yeah.
Think of a segment. Here we go. Here's a new segment.
Oh. Right, okay. No, don't you think.
No. Here's a new segment. Listener segment.
That's the worstiest thing I've ever heard. We're sitting there like blanking. Ask the guests.
Ask us questions.
I have nothing to ask you. I see you every day.
Well, ask Billy then, because you don't know Bill. So ask Billy questions.
No, don't ask me questions. I never have answers for questions.
This is good then. Quick fire questions. Ask Billy if he knows like his times tables or something.
His what?
Times tables.
That's all. 12 times 16, Bill.
12 times
go.
16.
Go.
160
what?
Plus.
Don't. Go.
Shut up.
Go.
16.
I'm gonna say 136. Fuck off, Bill! Don't be a dick!
Why am I being a dick? Why are you being so aggressive?
12 times 16?
Mm-hmm.
Do 10 times
16. I was doing like 10 times 12. What is this all about? Who's your mate? Dave? Do you work with this man?
I'm helping you out, Bill!
Do you work with this man?
Bill!
Do you work with this man?
Yeah. He's the only person who works at Deagle.
I feel for you, man. I feel for you.
What's worse is he's the best one.
That's why I'm quite happy just to come round here, have a couple of beers, now I can go.
I don't get paid for this shit.
I couldn't do
it. It's community service for Bill.
I couldn't do it with a 24-hour headache.
Is that why you're not on weekly anymore?
Yeah.
And monthly, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm quite glad of that. And well, this is why.
The odd part, didn't they?
Stupid fucking question.
Oh, no, we're monthly. With this podcast, but we have every other week MovieCon.
We do have MovieCon.
Ah, oh,
so we talk about movies.
Hang on, sell MovieCon to Dave because he's not quite. He's not quite hit on it. He's a bit like. Sell it to him, Bill.
I'm going to sell it to you.
Come on, right, Bill. MovieCon.
£5. We're going to start at £5. £5 to the £5 to the man, Dave. He's sitting over there. £5. £4.50. £4.50.
£3.50. Fuck off, don't undervalue us.
Sold to the man that bid.
I knew I'd win that one. There's no
complaint. Oh, hang on. She might not be watching now, but at Hayes_T_R watched you snort that wasabi, and she just tweeted me saying, oh fuck, I can't believe he snorted that.
Yeah, yeah, I've no idea. I hope he's still watching.
I don't know if she's still watching. She might have like disappeared.
Adam's going to snort some in a minute.
No, I fucking ain't going to snort. I chew tobacco.
It's probably like a really weak sort of wasabi. Because it's sort of a...
It's from Tesco's.
It's a place. It's from Tesco's. Yeah.
But then again,
Do you like sushi, Dave?
No.
Have you tried it before?
I'll be honest, I haven't.
Well, I tell you what, I'd never tried it up until about a year ago, and I thought, I'm going to be a bit brave, I'll try it. It's pretty fucking tasty.
Yeah?
I would not recommend snorting wasabi, though, to be honest.
Is that not how it's supposed to go with the fish?
Yeah, it is meant to, but...
What did Billy's face look like when he was snorting?
We saved it. We saved it.
What I imagine somebody having a stroke looks like.
Well, yeah, you can see one side of my face has sort of gone a little bit limp.
He's had a stroke since it. Well, I just got a tweet back from the Hayes _. I'm just going to call her Tate because it's easier. She said, I'm still watching Step Up Your Game. And I hope she's not talking about me.
It's been a bit lack. Oh, I appreciate that. That's a pretty good input. Because we've got no sort of... Yeah, we don't know where we're going.
Don't say we've got no interaction. We have Dave.
Okay, we've got Dave.
You're the professional podcasters.
I'm not blaming Dave.
He's just called us professional podcasters.
Well, we're podcasters.
I thank you, sir.
Yeah, we're not quite pros, to be honest.
I'm pro. I do six podcasts.
We obviously are not pros. We've got someone tweeting saying, step up your fucking game. What the fuck? Hey, that's the last thing you want to hear about your podcast.
Fucking saw it.
Step up your game.
But I'll put this now. I am not snorting that after seeing him cry. I've never seen Billy cry.
I'll tell you what, if you do a tiny little bit, it'll be a lot better.
Fuck off! Because you told me.
No, I didn't. I didn't tell you anything.
No, because then it goes to my fucking brain. I will die. No, I'm not doing it. Just a little bit. Give it to the dog.
We'll save it for the pizza.
What pizza?
I'm going to order a pizza, maybe.
It's like 11:30.
Yeah, we can still get a pizza soon. Alright, so, here goes. A subject Adam will love. X Factor started last night.
Who cares?
No, well, okay. Starting conversation over. Let's move on. I'm glad with that. We don't need to
start
talk
the week before. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Danny Minogue.
You're a big fan of that.
Yeah, when Danny Minogue was part of the X Factor, but now I don't care.
You're not part of it at all?
No, she went, man. She went years ago.
Oh, no, yeah. I was thinking of the other one, Talisa.
Yeah.
Still there, actually.
She's a chavvy Danny Minogue. She's not that great.
Like, oh, come on, though. Yeah, she's that great.
She, do you know what Talisa is?
Hang on, Danny Minogue can't sing for shit. Fuck off.
Do you know what? Danny Minogue is like that person, right? She's there, da-da. Talisa is like, you know, if you have a series of films, and you have Danny Minogue in number one, number two, number three, and then they suddenly change the person playing the same character.
Yeah.
Talisa, that's what she is. Yeah. And she carries on playing the same character. You're like, this ain't the fucking same. She's so... Danny Minogue was Sean Connery of James Bond. And Talisa is Timothy Dalton.
Hang on.
Oh, that's how it works. Hang on, you've got a tweet.
Yeah, no, well, I haven't got a tweet. I've got a message. It's from Jimbo. Jimbo, you obviously must be listening, because how do I tweet you? I'm watching. You're watching. Hey, Jim. Whee! How you doing, pal? Well, you can tweet or just send me a message, mate.
Tweet at Barker Podcast.
He's going to hear that before I even tweet message.
Tweet at Barker Podcast, done it. And then I'll get it on my phone, and then we'll have a little chat, and then...
Jim, I hope he's busy in a pub, my man. What's it like on a bank holiday Sunday? If you've got Scott Atkinson in there, you give him one of them as well.
That's a finger, not...
Yeah.
Not that kind of finger. A finger. The finger.
The finger. It's only one. You only got to give him one. Although I do... I have been told he likes three or four fingers. But yeah, just do the one.
I don't know what you're talking about. Dave, question. Here we go. Do you think they should bring in more rules to football, soccer, than they do in America? Such as the whole bird's eye view, goal line technology.
Yeah. I think you should have another ref in the box watching the game the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, that follows the play. That makes sense.
Yeah.
They have...
So you can radio down to the ref and just say, I've got a better angle than you. That guy dived.
Hey, we've got a new man in the house. What's up, new man? What's going on, everybody?
Hey, it's Corey from the Evil Teddy Bear podcast.
I've seen him tweet you before. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing okay. How you guys doing?
Soccer.